is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning on what is quite possibly the greatest day in Houston sports history, professional sports history, and quite possibly could be one of the worst ever, if truth be told. All three of our teams playing for the first time ever. All three of our professional teams playing on the same day. Same day. Today. What day is it? September 10th, 2020.
We determined ever.
The year of the 2020. The greatest year that we've ever lived through.
It's been quite a ride. It's been an amazing time. It's been
and
a
now,
fun year.
And capped right now on September 10th by the greatest sports day ever.
Mm. Is it?
What you got? Oh, have you ever seen the three of them play on the same day? No. Okay, we did this yesterday. What's the favorite? We didn't do exactly this, but Houston finishes 0-3 today, 3-0 today, 1-2 today, 2-1 today.
Well, the line makers would tell you it's 1-2.
The line makers would probably tell you it's 0-3.
Oh yeah, who's pitching?
It doesn't matter who's pitching. They're terrible right now.
Well, I mean they just split doubleheader with the Oakland,
yeah,
the great Oakland A's.
Yeah, well, they've lost three of the four, but yeah, they split.
I don't focus on those split. Those old losses.
Right, so far they're 1-6 against
like
Oakland.
Old loss?
Pardon me?
He said he didn't focus on old losses. You mean like yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't focus on
right. Did you see Tucker miss that ball?
Yeah, your guy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, come on. That's a sliding catch. That's actually a pretty easy play. And he let it go right through the wicket. Goodness gracious, they are just a mess. You want to talk about a mess? And you got another year of Dusty making his pitching decisions. Goodness gracious. Presley, nice job. And I'm sick. I'm sick with this 22-22 team. No, actually, isn't 0-3 the favorite since they're underdogs in all three games?
Yeah, I guess 0-3 would be the favorite.
0-3 is the favorite. And they're big underdogs with the Lakers. They're big underdogs with the Texans, with the Chiefs. And look at who they're playing. Quite possibly the best team in the American League in Oakland.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. Probably Tampa's the best team in the American
Tampa's
League.
The best.
But Oakland's
best
got – Oakland will give them a run for their money. You're playing the best team in football. And argue with the number one seed in the West, in the Lakers. And arguably, probably the Clippers are considered probably the best team right now. But holy crap, on a day where all three are playing, this is what you face. And you quite possibly, actually, it's likely, quite likely that you come out 0-3.
Yeah.
On the greatest day in Houston sports history.
I bet somebody picks up a win.
Yeah.
I give, to me,
the best
chance are Astros, followed by Rockets, followed by
right,
Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the Rockets definitely have a chance. There's no question. Looking at the way they played, the Rockets definitely have a chance. But this is a big one here. This is the one, the old game four, where you are either basically on your deathbed or it becomes a three-game series. It's one or the other. And it's been that way forever. You're either done or it's a three game series because you're not coming back from 3-1 against the Lakers.
No.
So if you turn it into a three game series, you have a shot.
Yep.
You obviously have a shot. So we'll see. You know, I kind of thought 4-1 was going to be the way it played out. Was hoping for 4-2, but after game one, I thought I had a little more like, hey, well, I don't know. Maybe I was wrong on this, but maybe I'm not. And it's not that they're overmatched. I don't think they're severely overmatched as a team. It's just that, you know, when it comes time to make the most winning plays and play the most consistent basketball, their two are better than our two.
Did you watch Kyle Lowry last night?
Yeah, he was on. Let me say, in overtime, in that second overtime, The stretch of basketball, the 3-minute stretch of basketball, yes, was the most clutch that I've seen since I've been alive.
Yes.
I have never in my life seen 3 minutes of more clutch basketball by two teams. And I mean in my life, and I'm not being, this is not hyperbole. I have never seen more players, more different players from two different teams make clutch shots in my entire life. I've never seen it.
Mm-mm.
There was a stretch going where I think they made like 12 shots in a row between the two of them, exchanging leads or tying games. It was unbelievable. Powell, Tatum, Tice, Lowry, just they were taking turns throwing daggers at each other. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. This is, I mean, watching him, watching Dragic in the post, watching, and listen, Kawhi, that is always going to be on Daryl's resume, taking Marcus Morris instead of Kawhi. I'm thinking, whoa, so he took a lot of people, yeah, but he was the very next pick. He was the very next pick, and they passed on him for watching Kawhi last night, too. Holy crap, he is so good. 30 and whatever, and one off a triple double with 30 points, and just so damn
Kawhi's on a different level.
You just don't have the Rockets. Just don't have that. They just don't have that.
If Kawhi had any, you know, Kawhi is the Tim Duncan of basketball right now. You don't have. He's not flashy. He's not someone who looks any kind of a way. Like has a certain kind of, you know, splashy, drippy look. He's just a guy who plays ball. He doesn't make a lot of noise. Doesn't even talk much publicly. If he did, would there be any doubt that he's the best player in basketball? Mm. I mean, I get that, you know, people are going to say, what about Giannis? What about LeBron? Let's just be honest here. The best player in basketball, and really the best player probably for the last 3 years, has been Kawhi Leonard. One of those years Kawhi sat out. Kawhi Leonard is on pace to win his third championship with his third
team. I will say this, though. Watching Toronto, the Kawhi-less Toronto Raptors,
they're balling.
They're still, you know what? Turns out, he had a pretty damn good supporting cast.
You could see that in the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, guys like Siakam and Van Vliet both stepped up big.
And Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, and then you have Kyle Lowry, who, you know, the knock on him has been his
inability last year.
To step up. But yeah, he played well.
Yeah.
No, they've got talent.
Yeah.
Toronto still has talent, and Nick Nurse does a phenomenal job.
Yes. I mean, I thought Boston was going to, the way that they went up on them and the way that they played in the first couple of games, I thought, well, this is just, they're going to steamroll them. And Toronto just isn't good enough without Kawhi. Turns out, they are. They're pretty damn good. That team just will not go away. They've got a lot of tough guys that make big shots, and that's the whole key. Look at the Rockets the last two games in the fourth quarter. My goodness, they just wither and fade away. They shrink in the biggest situations. Man, you got to step up in the fourth quarter when you're tired or you have a 2-point lead. What the hell happens to them? What the hell happens in games that matter to James and this group? I don't get it. I just don't get it. They've got to step up tonight. They've got to send this to 2-2. Got to. If not, it's over. And game 3 was so critical just to play and just to not to, what they go 2-for-13 to not just step up time after time after time in the fourth quarter in the tightest moments when it means the most. It's maddening when you watch these other teams. The shots that Kyle Lowry made last night, that shot, that fadeaway, when he just said, I'm taking this, I'm doing this.
What a shot. The fadeaway, and Kemba was in his face.
Yes.
Kemba defended well. It was just, you know, like I said, Norman Powell is hitting threes, and then Tatum comes down and hits a floater, and then you've got, you know, Powell even makes free throws he's got to make, and it was just so many players stepping up, making shots. It was, I'm telling you, if you missed that double overtime game, and specifically the end of the double overtime where nobody wanted to be the guy that didn't make a huge shot, it was unlike anything I've ever seen. One player missed a shot. It was, I think it was Marcus Smart, the three that Marcus Smart had, that if he had just dumped off, by the way, to a trailing Kemba Walker, that's a wide open look. Mm. That was a wide open 3-point look for Kemba Walker. I think there was one miss before then that they had. I'm trying to remember who it was that missed. It might have been Kemba. There was one miss before Kemba Walker's miss, and that was over three and a half minutes. So, yeah, it's 3-3 now. They're going to another game seven in the playoffs, and you got to like that. Those two teams are evenly matched. I can't even begin to guess who's going to win that one. I think Celtics are more talented by a little, but Toronto gets the most out of their talent. They get the most.
Advantage Miami sitting there?
Oh, I think so. I think Miami looks like it. To me, it looks like Miami versus Clippers. I mean, it's been looking like that for about half a week now. I think Clippers are a lot better. I think Clippers are definitely better than the Lakers. And then
they're so deep.
The Heat are just, I feel like the Heat are, they know who they are, and they got a star, and they can defend, and they've got a big, and they've got some wing players. I mean, you can say the same thing for both teams over Toronto and the Celtics. I don't think it's a walk in the park for the Heat, but I do think that I do give the Heat the advantage. And I do think playing like double overtime games, it does play into the Heat. Now, if the Heat try to sneak somebody into a bubble and one of their star players tries to smash from sneaking somebody into their bubble and they get suspended for an indefinite amount of time, yeah, it could be harder to win if you're the Heat.
I don't think that was the case, actually.
You don't?
No, that wasn't. That's the rumor, but I don't think
that's Adrian Wojnarowski is putting that kind of stuff out there too.
That in the world. It was a sneak in.
I'll get his exact words.
Here, reporting with ESPN, McMahon, Houston Rockets forward Daniel House Jr. status for the remainder of the Western Conference Finals is in jeopardy as the NBA probes a potential violation of bubble protocol. House has denied any wrongdoing to the league. That doesn't mean he snuck somebody in.
Was it? What would it be?
Well, I think I texted. I think I texted you. I texted everybody. He didn't sneak somebody in. That's not the case.
Well, not a sneak in. It's yeah.
Right.
It's
it had to do. It had.
It's somebody's already inside.
It's yeah. It had to do with smashing, but it wasn't a sneak in. It wasn't.
Well,
which if somebody's already in the bubble. They should
have been tested. They're not supposed to go to your room.
What's the difference?
Well,
a lot of people have asked, why the hell are coaches wearing masks? Everybody's in the bubble and they tested negative. Why are you wearing a mask?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder that.
Yeah, I mean, and if somebody's in the bubble already, is it irresponsible for you to be smashing?
Well, they're not in the bubble all the time. They don't stay in the bubble. Well, considering who we think. That what you told us who it might be, they're not consistently in the bubble.
Yes, they are. They're living in the bubble too.
I don't know that Jeff Van Gundy has stayed in a bubble.
Well, when he comes back, you know how long he's been gone? When he comes back, he's got a quarantine for whatever days.
How long did he quarantine? Because he was on a game.
Oh, he was gone
quick.
For a good 4 days or 5 days in a row. You didn't see Jeff Van Gundy for a
That's
while.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he quarantined
he
when he
have
got
to
back.
Work until the weekend. How long did he quarantine?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
I think he just took a – I don't think he quarantined. I think he took a test. He may have quarantined 2 or 3 days and then took a test.
Well, he might have. But he tested negative. If everybody's tested negative.
Well, we know that Disney employees aren't required and they don't stay in the bubble. I don't know about the person you suggested was involved.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
100% sure they stay in that bubble. I think they have to be tested every day. They have to wear masks. You haven't seen anybody not wearing a mask who's like a sideline reporters. You know, they all wear masks at all times. And a lot of time the coaches do too, so maybe that's a thing. But regardless, there's no Daniel House again tonight. So he did something bad. He says he did nothing, that the Rockets are just picking on him.
Or the NBA is just picking on him.
Yeah. Either Rockets or NBA, or just randomly just pulled them out.
Yeah,
like I do with my kids. Like
you
like,
do.
Like my
you
kids
probably
say,
do.
Well, I didn't do. Why would you pick me? I didn't do anything. Sometimes they're teachers. They turn their stuff in.
Yeah.
This has happened to everyone. All of my kids are being picked on by the teachers. Yes. I've noticed every one of my kids.
Well, teachers always pick
from Drake
kids.
Always down. They turn their papers in, and then the teachers lose them all the time.
Well,
or they just give them zeros anyway.
At least your kids aren't picked on to the level that they brought a toy gun to their virtual learning and had the cops call to them and suspend it. So your kids haven't been able to get that off yet.
But they do. The teacher is picking on them. We know that for a fact.
True.
Teachers always pick
on
them.
But there are levels of picking.
Oh, the teachers are definitely giving them zeros when they've turned in great work.
Yes.
This is happening so much for all of my kids.
It happens every kid.
It's always the teacher's fault. The kids have done nothing wrong.
Not the Kincaid kids. I don't think they get zero.
Where do they do their work? On the patio?
Actually, that's where Alec does do his online learning, his virtual learning from school. He actually does go out on the patio, Texas Custom Patios. They built it for us. It's a fantastic additional spot for yesterday. I looked out of the window from my window, and there are two of my kids and then the kid from across the street. They're all watching TV. It's kind of fun for me and the wife to see that, see them bonding with the neighbor kids. And it's a fun place for them to go. They like to eat dinner, watch the games outside. They've been watching playoff basketball outside while they eat dinner. I let them do it because I'm a Father of the Year candidate. And I think that's just something, having that outdoor living space, having that outdoor kitchen, it just changes everything for you at home. You're more excited about being home. It's truly, your house truly becomes a home. And the people at Texas Custom Patios, they do a fantastic job from start to finish of telling you what the timeline is going to look like, what the price is going to look like, and then showing you through designs, even through Zoom, exactly what your project will look like through their CAD programs. And you can see, you can have a very definitive feel through the rendering of what your patio will look like. And they can also take old work that they've done with similar structures, and they can give you a very clean look at what your house is going to look like before and after. If you think that a patio is something that my house isn't good enough for a patio, go look at the before and afters. Go look at my house before and after, and you'll see that a patio is right for you. And Texas Custom Patios, without question, is the company to do it. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 719 ESPN 97.5. Can someone explain to me why through five innings of one-hit ball that Dusty went out and got Luis Garcia? Can somebody explain it to me? Maybe 86 pitches, I guess. He had four strikeouts, two walks.
Sorry, what's his first name?
Luis.
It's not Fromber?
It's not Fromber, so he doesn't throw 128 pitches, no.
Yeah, I'm out.
If your name is not Fromber,
yeah,
don't, he's coming to get you.
Yeah, I want you to stop talking to me if you're not talking. If you're not talking about Fromber, then don't start talking to me about high pitch counts.
86 is pretty high through five innings.
Yeah.
But the dude was dealing. Now he brought in a scrub. A scrub gave up a hit, but they did get out of that inning. They brought in the Colonel Perez Cionel, and then
the Colonel,
and then Cionel the next, and then Josh. Or can someone explain to me too why you would bring in Josh James with a runner on?
I think I can answer that because nobody's left.
Well,
because everyone's hurt. Because
they got Canole Paredes.
I know they've got nothing but.
They got a Colonel. They got a Canole. I know. They got a scrub.
They don't have Blake anymore.
They got Elvis Presley.
They have a Brooks.
They don't. Yeah, they got a Brooks.
They don't have a Devo.
You know.
They've got a Peacock.
James Click? Are you?
I don't think James Click knew what he stepped into.
I don't know that it's
he's in the organization.
He must be, his hands must be tied because he hasn't done a damn thing.
For what?
What do you mean? For what? For who?
What are you going to
do? What are you talking about, Ricky?
What are you going to do before? for this 500 team? He ain't going anywhere. This team's not hitting. But I got news for you. You ready to apologize to Baseball Simulation? You ready to apologize because...
Oh, what's Carlos Correa hitting?
In the 280s?
Yeah.
Ooh, you still going to hang your hat on that 700 OPS? Go look at what the simulator had for everybody and then come back and talk to me. The simulator nailed
it. His OPS is almost 800. He's hitting 289.
He's not even hitting 800 OPS. You're still hanging your hat on him. Go look at everybody.
It's 789. It's right there.
778. No one cares about 778. You know what that gets you? A 2-year deal for $14 million.
Well, did you see the play he made? Now listen. Here's what should happen. Carlos Correa wins the Gold Glove, here's what won't happen because he's Carlos Correa and he's a Houston Astro. He won't win the Gold Glove because there's no way that they'll vote for him.
He should win every year.
Dude is the best shortstop in baseball.
He is hurt frequently, but other than that, he should win it every year.
Well, he is. Did you see the play he made in the hole yesterday with a runner on third?
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that he has the gun from left field to throw that guy out, falling away. That was Robbie Grossman, who bats left and gets down the line. That's how good Carlos Correa is. Carlos Correa is by far playing the best shortstop in baseball, and he won't win the Gold Glove because he's Carlos Correa and he's a Houston Astro.
Yeah, but he's healthy, though.
So what? I don't know if you heard, people don't like the Astros.
I know, but he hasn't been healthy most of the time. It's been harder for him to win the Gold Glove.
That's not what I'm talking about. Well, he's not going to win it because everybody hates the Astros.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, who's it voted on by?
It's voted on by writers.
You might be able to still get it.
Dude.
You're probably right. I'm trying to find this.
Can I be simulation?
Because it's scary.
And speaking of guys that we had, Goran Dragic, Kyle Lowry should have had, Kawhi Leonard. Man, am I sick of Laureano. That dude just is. He just can't crush the Astros enough. It's just sick of that dude. Again, with the game-winning hit. How about this trip to California? 5 losses in the last at-bat. 5 losses in the last at bat in California. Did you see what Dusty said the other day?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
for California.
Oh, for California.
Yeah, it was good.
And they're killing us with the taxes too.
Yeah, it was good for. Yeah. He goes, it's good to not be oh for California.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh for California. They're killing us on the baseball field, and they're killing us with taxes too. 724 ESPN and 97.5.
In the baseball, in the simulated season, guess who won the division?
The A's.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Astros finished second in the simulated season. They finished 83-63. Or is that? No, that's where they are right now. I guess it's still going on. I don't know. Now, Brian Abreu actually played for the team. So that's, that's a little puzzling. But as far as, let me go to plate appearances, like Jose Altuve hit .305, so that's a little much. Yordan hit .293. He doesn't even exist. Alex Bregman hit .247 in the simulated season.
And?
What's he hitting?
What the hell? Who cares about the simulated? Why are you going back to who cares what the simulated season did?
George Springer
had a
good
simulated
year.
Season.
Kyle Tucker.
We have real season.
Kyle Tucker hit .274.
We have real season, Lance.
Kyle Tucker hit .274 simulated season.
So who cares?
I thought the simulated season was your way of trying to...
Simulated season. John, you were crapping all over simulated season. No. Simulated season said, I'm sorry, we win.
I thought simulated season was for you because there was no baseball, so you could look at it and feel like there's baseball. But there's actually baseball.
Yes, you can watch real baseball instead of simulated.
It's not great baseball.
Michael Brantley, .327. Thank you, simulated season.
What's the simulated season's record after 44 games?
What's their record?
Right now, they're like 86-63. They thought they were way better than simulated season gave them way too much credit.
Well, they didn't realize that Verlander would be gone. They didn't. Did simulated season have Verlander going down after 5 innings this year? No.
No, they had him.
No, simulated season sucks.
Simulated season had him 10-11 with a .465.
10-11 off the Cy Young year. Okay.
Yep. Well, they got closer than your theory. They got Garrett Cole. Guess where they had Garrett Cole's ERA? .345 with the Yankees.
Guess what Verlander's ERA is? What are you talking about?
Lance McCullers, 10-7. He's not even pitching. He died. 10-7 with a .383 for McCullers. Simulated season's pretty money.
Again, with the simulated season.
I don't know what his obsession is.
You know why? Because I'm a numbers guy. And the computers won again. You're welcome. John Donato, 0. Computers, 100.
You just admitted they didn't win because they had the Astros as a better baseball team.
They had him second in the division. You're welcome.
What record?
You're welcome. They finished second.
What record?
Yeah, what was the record?
Well, they didn't have a 60-game season. They had him behind the A's. Well, simulated season wins again.
In a 160-game season, they should have been around 81-81.
Guess who they
then.
Had sucking? Roberto Osuna. They had him 1-10. That sounds about what he would have finished.
That's unlikely. Oh, Remember, you're upset about, oh, I wish my closers would just close games. What do you think about having Roberto Osuna now, considering what you've watched with your pitchers not closing games? That's what a closer does. He's shaky. He makes you uncomfortable, but he closes games.
This season is a 2020 season.
You know who you should apologize to?
Who? Nobody.
Osuna.
Everyone.
Osuna?
Yeah. Osuna, yeah.
You were, well, my closers need to look like this. Now you see what a closer looks like compared to when you don't have one.
Yeah. My closer looked like he'd be singing, wake up, wake up, wake up, it's the first
That's
of the
fine.
Month.
He would give up a couple hits and close the game. So what do you have now? What does Ryan Pressly look like?
How's that working out?
Everybody don't dare bone.
No, he's not Crazy
Bone.
Yeah,
he looks like Crazy Bone.
What is your actual closer?
I don't even know
closer?
What Crazy Bone looks like.
I know you don't.
What your actual closer now just
what does
looks
he look like
some guy who's managed
oh my
a JCI.
God.
Yeah. He just looks like a guy who manages... Who's a general
James
manager
Coney
and
Island?
Owner of a Coney Island. James Coney Island.
I was going to put him on Whataburger, but whatever.
Well,
we're in the same ballpark.
I was thinking Chili's, the GM of
the
Chili's.
Yeah, we're all in the same ballpark. Yeah. We've all got him in food.
All I was bringing up is now you know what a real closer looks like. And yeah, you're a little uncomfortable with him, but he's much better than Ryan Pressly.
Yeah, much better. Thanks. Good night. You've ruined the whole year.
Now you're Team Osuna?
Yeah. Yeah.
Compared to Pressly? Yes.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm never on Team Osuna.
Yeah, right.
I'm tell Allison.
When I'm in compare, we're talking about Team Osuna compared to Ryan Pressly.
Yes, he's on hashtag Team Osuna.
Well done.
John
Another
Granato.
Investigation coming from Allison. Good
John
job because of
Granato
you. Congratulations.
Fine. Well, who would you rather have closing your games?
Anybody.
Team Osuna or what you have now?
The worst.
Exactly. Ryan Pressly. That guy's consistent. He's a winner.
No, he's not.
He's got, I like the way that he shoots the cheese on the two hot dogs, the cheese caulk gun.
The manager doesn't do that.
729
he's
ESPN.
The manager. He doesn't do that.
He gets busy.
He's in the back and he ensures quality, but he doesn't spray cheese on the hot dog.
Is he super busy?
No chance.
He does grab the cheese gun. He's super busy.
Well, when is it super busy at James Coney Island?
What
has it ever been super busy at James Coney Island?
Whenever kids get their report cards, hey, bring your report card in and you get free James Coney Island.
What?
Yeah. And then the parents go there for the first time in 2 years.
No. There's
your
a James Coney Island right next to the pool, okay?
And then it gets busy?
At the Y, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it gets busy when the kids
pool,
off.
Yeah,
when it rains and all the kids come over.
It can kick off a little bit.
Then the manager
goes. What year are you talking about?
What is
onions! 86 onions! 86 chopped onions! He's screaming in the back. It's like he's calling. Ryan Pressly's calling like, CNL, get in here. Somebody didn't show up for a shift and we're getting slaughtered over here with all these report cards. These honor students. These quote unquote honor students in third grade are getting free hot dogs. We're getting killed.
Perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance. Hot dogs are killing us right now. CNL, get in here. You got to pick up the spot for Luis. He didn't make it.
For real though, if you
they're all chopping onions as fast as they can. The kids don't even want onions.
Like you don't think Scrub is on the fry? Is on the fryer? Okay,
no, he's too good to be on the fryer.
He is thick. He's thick.
But he's too good of a pitcher to be on the
you
fryer.
Can't. Fryers are, yeah, you're putting him on the saute line.
He's a scrub. He's a scrub. What
by the way,
performances don't say
I got
that.
A show for y'all to watch if you haven't watched it.
We got to take a break. 7:31. ESPN 97.5. How about this? How about this? Patrick told me he's got a buddy that always bought Tahoes, okay? So he heard about Chastang at home, okay? So what they did was they sent him a ride. They sent him an expedition that he got to set overnight. And he delivered it to him. The guy drove it around. He did a test drive, and he was like, holy crap, this is unbelievable. He was blown away by the vehicle, first of all, and secondly, by the personalized service. They bought the Platinum Expedition, and then after that, they bought he's in a pool with a guy. He got an F-150, and then he bought an F-750 delivery truck for unloading material to their house. So if you're looking for, I mean, it is unbelievable how good the Chastang personalized service is, and everybody gets that. Everybody gets that. So you're looking for the best way to buy. Go online right now. You want to have that car delivered to you? Got it. Done. You drive it around. You might even do it an overnight like he did. You can do an overnight where the car stays and then you drive it the next day and go, yes, this is it. So if you're looking for a great way, the best way to buy, Chastain at Home, that's ChastainFord.com, ChastainFord.com, or go into the, if you like to feel it, touch it, you want to see all of them, and you want to compare, you can do that as well. And it's a sanitized, wonderful atmosphere, all at Chastain Ford, which is on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You're looking for the best way to buy, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, I got a little text from my buddy, Coach. He's out in Katy. LFG, I can hear you. And he sent a picture of 92.5.
Nice.
Out in Katy. He's way deep in Katy, too.
Hear this, listen to this.
Deep in Katy.
No, we don't hear anything because your mic's not on, and it was never on.
You can't hear anything because your mic's not on.
You can hear Lazy Bone, the former closer of the Astros.
How long have you been doing this for a living?
Too long. It's been a while.
I'm glad. I hope you passed that cognitive test you took.
I did it back when I could sleep. I remember years ago when I used to sleep. Mm-hmm. That was the time. Yesterday was like a victory. 5 hours of victory. Like,
take a sleeping pill.
I did. Yeah. I did. I still wake up in the middle of the night with the shoulder, and then it hurts, and so I stay up for another hour and
not
a half.
Me, if I take one.
It's the way it is. It's just at some point I'll be like, what is the show that there was Al Pacino? I was all excited about it. What didn't end up being that great. It was a movie where he couldn't go to sleep at all. He was a detective. And do you remember that? It was sometime in the 2000s where Al Pacino, he was investigating. Clearly, it was a memorable movie. But he was
Insomnia?
Insomnia. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie's called Insomnia. You don't even remember it, do you?
No.
It's Al Pacino's a detective. Hillary, you would have thought
Swank.
You would have seen it.
Yeah.
Robin Williams
no,
is in
I
it.
Never saw
it.
Robin Williams is in it. I don't even remember it. I saw it and don't remember Insomnia. It was so not memorable.
Didn't you have a show you're going to recommend as you go through your ADD? Didn't you say before we went to break there's a show you want to.
Yeah, so actually. You know, Chef's Table is one of the great shows on Netflix because the way it's shot, they tell stories about these different chefs' lives and how they overcame different adversities. It's really great. So anyway, they've done several seasons. They've got barbecue now. They did Tootie, I don't remember her last name. She's the older lady. She's in her 80s, who's the pit master out in Livingston, Texas. She's the very first one. Her husband died. Her son died. Like, they tell her stories. Like, wow. They've got some guy right now who cooks on open fire. They're going to have Rodney Scott on. Chef's Table Barbecue is awesome so far. I'm only on episode 2, but you might want to check that one out if you love barbecue. There's one they do called Street Food, and it's Latin American street food.
Did you find the social media accounts for those chefs and tweet them your brisket and ask them how it compares to yours, how their brisket compares to yours?
I sent Rodney Scott something. I showed him the video I made where I was talking about the haters, and we're squirting out like unbelievably.
Hmm.
Looks like a fetish video.
It doesn't look anything like a fetish.
It's disgusting.
It looked like dry.
I'm like, hey, this isn't a fetish video. It's just. I just call this Monday.
Look like dab.
I just call this a Monday, Rodney.
Look like dab to me.
You dabbed. You dabbed on him.
No,
dry ass brisket.
You dabbed on.
No, not Sea of Love, Scott. That was another. I forgot. Sea of Love is another one. Sea of Love. I remember with Ellen Barkin. That's when I first realized that Ellen Barkin's face was crooked. I was like, man, why is her face all crooked? She didn't even have Bell's palsy or anything. She's just like one eye's lower than the other one.
Maybe the oddest start to a show I've ever been a part of. And I've been a part of some odd shows. John started off the show.
And I say inappropriate things?
Yeah.
Her face is all crooked?
And John started off the show talking about how big of a day it is. Houston sports history. And Lance is talking about women with Bell's palsy.
Simulated seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
How the computers are taking over.
And some barbecue
and Al Pacino movies that no one's seen.
And barbecue shows that four people have seen.
The computer said the Astros would struggle this year, and you didn't want to believe it.
The computer didn't say they would struggle. They would be pretty good.
Computer said Garrett Cole would struggle, and you said no. The computers are taking over. Did you see robot dogs are now... The U.S. are
what
now...
What is wrong with him?
Did you see this, though?
No! Why
Yeah, the U.S. now has robot dogs officially working for them now.
Do you?
They're like, hey, don't mind this. This is, I know it looks like Black Mirror. It's not. Just robot dogs working with us.
Do you want to take a nap?
Yeah, I need to.
Maybe we'll take a nap.
I get my four... You I get do. My 3 to 5 You're hours. Like, I... Recharge with coffee. So whatever the topic is, it is. And right now, it's robot dogs.
You're fussy. You're like an 8-year-old who didn't get to sleep.
I'm not fussy. I want to talk about robot dogs. They're out there. Now they're back. Now that it's official.
They've been out there for a while.
Everyone's been, hey, Lance, at Lance, you see these robot dogs? Yeah, you see this lightning? Yeah, that's my whole timeline. Look at this lightning. Look at these robots doing backflips. Look at these robot dogs. Well, I try to tell y'all robots are going to take over. It starts with baseball simulations, and now it's robot dogs working for the government.
Man.
You know, we
you're welcome.
We had a meeting, a virtual meeting, because we can't all be in the same room. That's dangerous. With David Gow talking about, hey, he was announcing the signal
92.5. 92.5. How about 92.5?
And he was giving us props, the whole station, for being able to get through a time frame without sports. Yeah. And he goes, now that there's sports, maybe we should talk about sports. You know what? He's right.
Or we could talk about robot dogs and Al Pacino movies that no one's seen.
Or barbecue shows that no one's seen.
Well, yeah, see. Chef's Table.
I'm giving y'all. I'm giving y'all a show to watch. Yeah, you should watch it. I'm giving you a show to watch. You'd like it. And robot dogs. Are we even going to have a show? Are we even going to have a show with robots now integrated into society?
I am one who doesn't care so much.
I don't think we're going to have a show after this because and it's had nothing to do with robot dogs.
We made it through your show yesterday with you saying super highly inappropriate. Misogynistic things. We'll still have a show until robot dogs decide. Yep. And cut signal.
The underrated
they come in here and kill Ron first, Del second.
The underrated aspect of John's inappropriateness is people pretty much love it. I mean, I understand. I don't know if anyone loves what you're doing right now.
Yes. That, see, that's the difference.
What am I doing?
What are you
I'm not doing a bit. I'm doing. Did you guys happen to see these robots are actually working in with the government now?
Did you happen to see the Asian billionaire now that was talking. Walked through the airport.
Now we're talking.
Asian.
That was a. That's an actor who goes to those things. It's not real.
What do you mean?
That's not real.
The it's giant
a,
robot.
Yes, it's a person.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, it's a person. You can rent them. Yes, you can. You can rent them. Google it. You can rent them. It's not a person. It's a person.
It's a robot.
It's not a robot.
It's a robot.
Trust me, I got a billion of those ads, death. And then I found out that it's not real.
Because
you would have seen that before, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. It has to be a first time for everything.
Google it. You'll find out.
When was the first time you saw a robot dog?
It's a Black Mirror.
Well.
Black Mirror just keeps... Black Mirror is the baseball simulation. Black Mirror's been telling us what's going to happen this whole time. Like, trying to tell you.
So you're talking about TMZ, giant robot mistaken for... He's walking behind like some guy from Bahrain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks crazy. And it's at like a... It's kind of like a Comic-Con festival is what it is. Titan. They say it's an airport, and you'll notice this doesn't look like an airport.
Titan is just
your typical
hired muscle. Hired or anyone who wants a cool robot that reportedly delivers some pretty awesome movie quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see where that is.
But the internet does have everyone fooled into thinking it's a real robot.
Yeah. It's not the king of Bahrain.
No.
Bahrain.
Yeah. It's just some guy who's looking for clout on Instagram.
That's pretty good. Daniel House, when asked yesterday... Mike D'Antoni, when asked whether or not Daniel House is going to play, Mike D'Antoni says, I have no idea. So that's a good sign that Daniel House will be back. Actually, it's a horrible sign. And actually, they got to have Daniel House if Daniel House is not playing. Because he went back to... So you can't play any more than six people without... If Daniel House isn't there... You have no chance of playing more than six people.
You think that's a good sign for a Rockets victory when you say you got to have Daniel House?
No, but the dude's athletic and he was actually played pretty well off the bench
all year.
When
you have Russell Westbrook, I get it. I'm just saying when you have James and Russell and you make a comment like
he's a legitimate sixth man, though.
I know, but you make a comment like they got to have Daniel House to win.
Yeah.
If Russ and James can't pull you in.
Well,
isn't
but
that
you,
a
but you got no doubt. You have zero. Listen, you still got to have a supporting cast around you. And Daniel House played well this year.
Covington's
and
playing,
and
right?
You need to. Yeah, but you can't just go six deep.
No, that's seven. Jeff Green.
Jeff Green is six.
And then you have Ben McLemore, seven. And you
he played
McLemore,
11 minutes.
But you wanted him on the
field. No, but he played 11. Lance, he doesn't play him. It doesn't matter what I want. Mike D'Antoni doesn't play
him. I think he's going to have to play
him. He's not going to. And he's not playing Austin Rivers either.
He already said this year he's opening up his bench. I don't want him to play Austin Rivers anymore. No. I've changed my mind from last series where I'm like, we need more Austin Rivers. And I'm like, why is Austin Rivers in the game? Austin Rivers can't even get an in and out in the basket. Everything is a solid doink.
Yeah.
It's not even like a, oh.
What about the guy who warms up and he's throwing the ball off the backboard?
Is that Austin. Spice Adams? I think it's Spice Adams, yeah.
Somebody said Austin Rivers warming up for the game.
Austin Rivers.
It's terrible.
And by the way, or you can see.
Well, Ben McLemore apparently is the worst defender in the history of basketball.
Well, last year the worst was Daniel House.
Yes.
Daniel House got kicked to the curb.
And now Daniel House is, I guess, he's a key to the entire season. Is this going to be, well, the Rockets would have won if Daniel House didn't violate a protocol at the bubble? Is this a Chris Paul hamstring?
I don't think so.
Is this a Chris Paul hamstring
Let me put it this way. If you hear someone say that, then you know that they win the official award for Rockets homer of the decade. I'll give them... We'll take it all the way from the 220s and we'll back it into the 2010s. Yeah. If somebody says, if Daniel House had actually, you know, done what he was supposed to do and not gotten suspended, he's the key. He's the tumbler. He's the tumbler that would have clicked open the vault to the championship.
Wow. Here's, speaking of champs, John Clay Wolf is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, champ?
Do you think if James Harden was still filing to Khloe Kardashian...
That's where it all went to hell. That's where it goes to hell for every athlete. You know what I'm saying? The Kardashian curse is real.
I wonder if she has good mojo.
Look at Kanye. Look at Kanye. He's nuts. I mean, every single guy that goes with them is jinxed, is cursed forever.
It didn't work out for Lamar. He got a little bit of a crack habit.
Well, I don't think there's such thing as a little bit of a crack habit. Either you have a crack habit, it's a little pregnant. Yeah, a little bit pregnant. So John Clay Wolf is with us here on ESPN 97.5. What do you think? This is Houston Day, baby. We got the Texans playing, we got the Rockets playing, we got the Astros playing. It's never before happened. Are you happy for us?
It is a rematch of the pre-Super Bowl warm-up of last year. And that was a hell of a game. I don't know if you remember it really well, but I mean, the Texans were on it.
For a quarter and like 2 minutes, and then it was an ass whooping.
What time is the tip this evening for the football game?
7:30. Rockets at 6.
What's the line?
9 right now. Which way are you going?
And the Rockets are when? What time?
Rockets are 6.
This is Houston Day, isn't it?
It's Houston Day, baby. So sell your car to John Clay Wolf.
Anybody. I'm in Dallas. I know that you can hold that against me or don't. But we've been in Houston longer than we've been in Dallas. We started the company in Houston.
How about that?
So since it's Houston Day, when you submit your car today, if you'd like to sell one, I'm making this up, but I'm serious on the fly, and I'll tell my people. If you put Houston Day on your submission, I'll add $500 to the offer.
How about that? An extra $500 if you put Houston Day at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Do it
today.
And on
a $500 car, that's a lot.
That's a double, it seems to me. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Houston Day, baby.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
He does now. 7:48, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Both. If you're out on the west side, people, all the way to Fulshear and maybe beyond. Fulshear's almost in San Antonio, and you can hear us. So... Nick called in yesterday. We were over at Nick's place last night drafting. Great team. Not a good team. I've got a great team. So I'm probably going to win both of both my fantasy leagues.
Winning our other one.
Oh yeah, watch and learn.
Can't
win.
You'll
see. You'll see. I got Clyde Edwards-Helaire on both teams. Carries the whole season. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Thank you. Good night. I drafted eighth last night and still got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I told everybody how stupid they are.
I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. Clyde Edwards-Helaire should have gone first or second in every draft. That's what I'm talking about. Watch the year he has. Rookie of the year. Who you got as rookie of the year?
Well, it should be. If it's not Edwards-Helaire or Joe Burrow, I mean, those are the two big favorites. They're huge favorites. If it's not them, it's Cam Akers, I think. Cam Akers is the other one. Or Jonathan Taylor.
Yes, good shot. You don't give Chase Young any shot?
Defensive player, not usually.
Oh, he could have a big year.
I mean, where there's defensive player, there's defense rookie of the year and offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, defense rookie of the year, he's the big favorite.
Yeah.
He's the big favorite defense rookie of the year. I think Patrick Queen wins it, personally. I think I think Chase Young will win it, but I think Patrick Queen is the value pick if you're looking for something. Linebackers, like I won with Darius Leonard as a rookie. That was plus 2,100.
Mm.
But linebackers typically win. If you get a starting linebacker who can get a lot of tackles, they can win defensive rookie of the year. And for offensive rookie of the year, to me, Cam Akers, Jonathan Taylor, those are the two big ones. I don't think Jerry Jeudy, there's too much. CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy have too many other offensive weapons around them. Henry Ruggs has Derek Carr thrown to him. So I can't see that at wide receiver. Justin Jefferson not expected to get as many catches. So it comes down to running backs or quarterback. And Tua is not even starting the season. Justin Herbert is not starting the season at quarterback. So, to me, it's pretty easy. It's either going to be one of three running backs or Burrow. And then defensively, there's a few different guys.
Ohio State corner? I'm forgetting him.
Jeffrey Okuda.
Yeah.
He's kind of a long shot.
Yeah, I love his
good odds. Most corners don't win that award, but they have some.
I thought
some.
Denzel Ward should have been in that conversation.
So linebackers, safeties can, because safeties can run into some interceptions and things like that. I looked at the history of it because I had to make my picks for NFL. And we'll see. I think the best chance to win, like from this draft class for the Texans, I think you'd have to look at defensive rookie of the year from this year's draft class for the Texans, maybe Jonathan Greenard, or offensive rookie of the year from this year's draft class, maybe
Charlie Heck.
Yeah.
Charlie Heck.
I think Heck would have the best shot of winning rookie of the year from this year's class for the Texans draft class.
Wow. So you think those two, Charlie Heck.
For offensive rookie of the year?
Charlie Heck for offensive rookie of the year. Okay.
Is there a wide receiver?
Isaiah Coulter. But IR. Yeah, but he still got a shot.
I give him
a better shot than Charlie Heck still.
I got to go with their top offensive player on the roster right now from the rookie class. I'm going Charlie Heck.
Mm.
And defensively, I got to go Jonathan Greenard.
Well, Blacklock has got a shot.
Well, he's fourth string right now.
Yeah.
And Greenard is second string. I got to go second string guy.
Wait. The second round pick is fourth string?
He's actually third string.
Okay.
Well, but you know how they run defensive linemen in and out, though.
Behind Brandon Dunn and PJ Hall. I think that's legit, though.
They run defensive linemen in and out.
Yeah, but I think that's legit. I don't know that Blacklock gets a lot of reps early in the season. I might be wrong, but I don't think you can play him at 5-10 where they would typically play him. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see what Weaver does. I'm not sure how they're going to approach it. I didn't get to see any preseason games. I'm really interested to see what it all looks like.
Yeah.
It's my first chance
today. I'm interested to see what number he is. I don't even know. I'm not sure about that. Well, plus they picked up.
He's in the 90s.
Plus they picked up PJ Hall.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. PJ's ahead of him.
Yeah.
So it goes, right now it's Dunn, PJ, and Blacklock on the depth chart.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not counting on Blacklock.
Again, though, defense of all the positions, you rotate defensive linemen in and out more than anything. You don't change your offensive line. You don't change quarterback. Running backs, you only got three. So you and rarely you'll see Buddy Howell. I mean, it's going to be rare though that you'll see him. Wide receivers, you've got four on the field at the same time. That I guess they're rotated somewhat. Tight ends, you'll see Akins in there. But nowhere rotates like defensive line does. You're going to see your same linebackers maybe off the field. Your inside guys are off the field.
You think they go into the third string?
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. I'm looking at
just say, you know what? We need a friend, you know, especially if they're on the field for a while. And there is that chance that they could be on the field for a while. You know, get in there and give them a blow. So, I mean, that's a real possibility. I think you'll see Blacklock. I do. As far as Greenard, I don't know, I guess. I don't know. With a Menihue, with Jacob Martin, with Brennan Scarlett, with Whitney Merciless, I think Greenard is going to – that's the guy that's going to get probably lost.
I don't think he's ready yet on that. Blacklock definitely has a much better chance of getting on the field, I think, right now than Greenard. I think so. When you look at who's in front, like P.J. Hall, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if P.J. Hall can play. He didn't make it. He was a second-round pick and didn't make it with the Raiders. So let's see if he can play. I think Dunn is a solid player. I don't know that he's a game-changer. The problem with Blacklock is that he can't really handle people running downhill at him. He can't take on blocks. Everything is in the gaps. Everything's on the move in the gaps, avoiding blocks. We'll see how he responds to taking on blocks in the NFL. Because I don't know if Anthony Weaver's defense is just going to be a gap-oriented defense. I mean, the Texans did draft him, so they must have something in mind. He can be very disruptive. You could end up seeing him, I think, at some point on some passing downs, to be honest with you. Because he's got – that was one of the things that really impresses us. He's got some rush. I mean, he can run and twist up front.
And boy, could they use it.
You run and twist up front. Shoot, he's tough when they run tackle twists and things like that. You may see him in on some packages where it's second and 10 and they're anticipating a passing down on the second down. Maybe, I don't know if it's right away, but in the future, because he is lateral quickness. Shoot, Blacklock was rare with his ability to get going on the move with lateral quickness. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, we're all getting our first look at the Houston Texans this year. The line is what's the current updated number, John?
9 was the last I saw.
It's probably going to be accurate.
I like the Texans tonight. I like the Texans. I like them to cover. They play well. I think there's going to be some Super Bowl hangover.
Starting Charles Omenihu, J.J. Watt, Brandon Dunn, outside linebacker Whitney Merciless, Brennan Scarlett, Jacob Martin is going to be the third linebacker in the game. So. He'll probably be the rush linebacker ahead of Scarlett, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how Martin's not going to be in the game.
It's been the preseason of Jacob Martin, so yeah.
Zach Cunningham and Bernard McKinney are in the middle, as always. And then you got Vernon Hargraves, Bradley Roby. And then your third corner, I guess, is going to be Lonnie Johnson, with Lonnie probably playing outside. No, Lonnie's going to get locked up on Kelsey today. They had that going in the postseason. He had a good first quarter. He hurt his ankle after that, struggled after that. But I think you're going to see the same thing, Lonnie Johnson on Kelsey. Unless they say Eric Murray on Kelsey. But Eric Murray is not – how big is Eric Murray compared to Lonnie Johnson? Feels a lot smaller. 5'11", 199 is what he's listed at. Lonnie Johnson is listed at 6'2", 213.
Yeah, but remember when they put A.J. Bouye? Remember how small A.J. Bouye was that first game against the Chiefs, and they put him on Kelsey, and he did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you need to just have a good corner man and forget about size.
Don't be a good cover guy. That's
forget
it.
About size. I don't know. So maybe that's how they use Eric Moore. They might use him like that. But Justin Reed and Eric Moore are your two safeties. So Hargraves, Bradley, Murray, Reed, one of those guys is a homegrown guy. Three of them were pickups.
Back to 9.5. Under, over 54.
That's a fair number.
I like over. I like over.
I think the Chiefs are getting into the 30s. Yeah. So if you like that. But see, I also think the Chiefs will cover. It'll be close.
No, I think it's going to be a
34-31
game.
38-24 would still be an over game, too. 34-24.
I'm putting it right now, 34-31. That's it. There's nothing else we can do.
What do you have?
34-31. Texans cover.
You think it's that close, huh?
Yeah, I do. I think they play with them. 759 ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about my guy, Tiny. All right? He's got his tournament back, baby. What you want to get on out there? The Crew DeRue. That's right. The Crew DeRue is we're playing, okay? It's coming up, and you can still be a part of it. It's September 25th on Friday at South Shore Harbor in League City, the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Tournament. All proceeds benefit Elmina Shriners of Galveston, the Ronald McDonald House of Galveston, and the American Heart Association. Three really, really great causes. You can play a fun, fun tournament. All the food and drink, we played in it. Playing in it again. Sign up for this great tournament today. Go to ESPN975.com and under promotions, you'll see it. You'll see the tournament. Go there. Sign up. Let's go. ESPN975.com. The Crew DeRue benefiting Elmina Shriners, the Ronald McDonald House, and the American Heart Association. So much fun. They moved it up to South Shore Harbor, so it's a little bit closer for those of you here. Don't want to go all the way down to Galveston. That's fine. They're moving it up, baby. And here we go. It's The Crew DeRue Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Tournament on September 25th, ESPN975.com.